All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Before we get to the first caller of the day, Melissa, you have to explain to me, because I just got off a flight yesterday, and you're saying that flight's starting, like, I guess I timed my little weekend away perfectly, because tomorrow, if you have a flight scheduled, it might not happen.
No. That's very dramatic. No.
That's literally what you were just saying. You're like, planes might not take off tomorrow.
No. Look at the exact quote. Airlines warn of catastrophic or catastrophe when 5G gets rolled out tomorrow. So that's what I was saying. So tomorrow, AT&T and Verizon are rolling out their 5G services. And apparently it's an issue, and it's going to somehow mess with the communication of the airplane system for specifically when they're landing at airports.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're trying to, the airlines themselves are saying, listen, you all need to do something about this, because it's going to mess with our equipment and how we are landing planes. And
how is this even a discussion? Like, if it's going to be a problem with you landing a plane, don't you think?
Right.
Well, that it just, I don't understand how that's.
Here's why it's an issue, Pebbles. Because I'm one of those people that don't believe whenever they tell you to turn off your phone because they're going to like take off and stuff like that. I'm like, that's BS. My little phone ain't going to mess anybody's stuff up. So I leave it on.
You and everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? Now they're saying that it might happen. Well, you know what I say to that? Well, it's a good thing I flew this weekend.
Yeah. Well, they're saying like typically the last 20 seconds of your flight, something about could be disrupted or I don't know. It's something to do
20
with
20 seconds. I trust the pilot to land it at that point.
They want the 5G
to get ground
eliminated within certain radius of each airport so it won't mess with their computer system as they're trying to land the plane.
But I don't understand what the big deal is as a, you know, consumer or customer.
Because if you're playing Wordle and you're at the airport and they cut it off because some plane's going to land, you're going to be pissed. You're going to be like, yo, I almost got the word.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Pebbles, you never know. You never know. Everybody's in their own little world on their phone. You could be watching, I don't know, hypothetically, King's Affection for the fourth time, and you're in a big seat in the show, and all of a sudden it cuts off because some plane's going to land. You'd be mad. You'd be mad. You'd be like,
I'd be upset, but I'd rather get on the ground safely.
Okay, can you imagine?
Yeah, whatever. Like, I'm not flying tomorrow.
Your pilot's trying to land, and you got like two seconds left in the flight, and then all of a sudden everything shuts off.
Like, will you all shut off your phone, please, you idiot?
He goes from, please turn off your phone, so they can be landing the phone, to, shut up! Quick, shut up! I can't see the ground!
Oh my! As if I didn't have anything else to worry about when I'm on a damn plane.
And I would still leave my phone on. I'd be like, the ground's right there. You got this, man. I trust you. It's going to be a catastrophic disruption tomorrow because of 5G with planes and stuff like that. And we did our best, because we're experts in this, to discuss how it's going to affect everyone.
We really have no clue. I just keep seeing the word catastrophic, so it's making me panic.
Yeah. And it's funny because she's not flying tomorrow.
No.
But she's panicking, thinking of if she were going to be flying. This is Z. Z, you there?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Z is the first caller of the day, and Z is a pilot, correct?
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Z.
Z, don't cut out on us. Pick up the phone. The cops are all around. It's okay. Melissa needs to talk to you.
No, no. It's all good.
Maybe you can describe better than we did this 5G situation.
This 5G has been rolling out since 2016. The FCC and the airlines have finally figured out that, which I think they've known for a while, and that it's going to be an issue. What the issue is that these towers, the 5G towers, within a two-mile radius of an airport, is putting out a certain signal or a frequency that could possibly interrupt something called a radio altimeter, which what it does is it takes your current altitude off the ground and it tells the computers in the airplane how high you are from the ground.
Oh,
so it doesn't affect it. Yeah, well, it doesn't affect it so much when you're having a clear day. So in days like this, visually, it's not an issue. People can fly in and no problem. You can see. It really only affects it on bad weather days where we're relying on these systems to land. So that could possibly cause some interruptions. And so what they've done is they've downgraded all airplanes as of tomorrow until they make a bigger decision that they won't be able to fly into airports that have lower weather minimums. Unless it's a visual airport, it's not an issue at all. It's only when the weather is really bad and we have to use a certain type of system to land.
That makes sense.
That is the only time. Yeah, so it's, you know, they've taken the right measures to stop this. But, yeah, they're right when they say there could be catastrophic delays because the airplanes just won't go. They just wouldn't.
So it's more about the towers than it is about individual people like Romero leaving on his phone when they tell you not to.
Absolutely. It's more about those 5G towers, but I think having his phone on in Netflix is way more important.
Hey, listen. I haven't been in a plane crash yet.
Yes. Speaking of plane crashes, Z, I have a question for you.
Oh, here we go, Z.
No,
You might want to accidentally disconnect any moment now.
See, really quickly, in layman's terms, and dumb it down for all of us, okay? For someone like me, who is absolutely petrified to fly in a plane because of turbulence being 35,000 feet in the air, please make me feel better about the next time I'm going to get on a plane and go.
Just use the words grow up and then keep them.
No, absolutely. Planes are the safest things in the, you know, out there. You don't have a better chance of getting in a car accident if you are in an airplane.
I hear that all the time, nowadays. Z. I hear that all
absolutely.
The time. It doesn't help.
It's statistics, right? It's statistics. And it really, I mean, the training that you get nowadays, the requirements to become a pilot, the amount of time that we put behind every possible scenario, we've seen everything, and we've been trained for everything, and I would worry less.
Wow, he's made me feel better.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten nervous on a plane?
Oh my God!
No. Well, no.
Z, what could he say that would make you feel better?
Well, we were trained for it, and so everything we see is a learning experience, and you learn from it, and you move on, and you do better next time.
Z, I'm just saying, the last time I was on a plane, it legit tipped on its side, and I thought we were going down.
But you're alive.
So I know, but it was so scary.
The pilot fixed it. Z, have you ever been? You ever see that movie with Denzel Washington where he was doing cocaine and he had to put the plane upside down to land it?
What? Is that real?
Yeah, I've seen the movie. I don't know if it's real. I couldn't tell you.
That was good.
Well, if you haven't been in that
type of movie.
So, what's the worst situation you've been in? Have you ever been drunk, hungover?
Yeah.
Have you ever
bad weather, tipped over?
We've got strict rules that we follow by. We pretty much abide by all of them. And I think every single person that I know loves their job way too much to risk any of that.
Well, you know, we should try it just to see if you can handle it.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Try it tomorrow when the altimeters are going to be down. Give yourself a challenge. No, thank you. Z is our pilot, correspondent, first caller of the day. He brought it.
It was very reassuring, I think.
Yeah. I don't know, Melissa, I don't know what could somebody ever say?
Because
she's always like, say something to make me feel better.
Nothing.
Give me something.
I need to at some point be hypnotized. I really do. You know how people can hypnotize you to feel better
about
certain
things? So if you know
things?
That's the answer, why don't you get hypnotized? Yes, Levi. Well,
I had to get on the mic. We've been saying, let's do this, and you keep saying no.
Because I don't trust you all.
What do you mean you don't
trust? So then do it on your own. Go find one of your friends at the Encore, who I'm sure is going to be a reputable hypnotist.
Listen, I know a lot of reputable
next
hypnotists.
Next thing you know, there's going to be in the news, there's going to be a naked woman running around the Encore clucking like a chicken.
All right, man.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Ramiro and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.